Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. When God chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. He begins the work in progress of them walking by faith and not by sight, trusting him and knowing that he is God, that the word that he speaks will manifest in their lives, that their places that Abraham walked, where we see things in the spirit. We grab what God is showing us in the spirit realm, and we know that it is so because God says so, and that the manifestation of it will happen in our lives because God can't lie, nor can he fail. Every promise that he gives us is yes and amen, and everything that he says that he's able to do in our life, he will fulfill it with power, and we will see it come to pass. That place is where we see like Abraham. He saw what God said concerning Jesus Christ and believed him. And because of that, he received the promise that came to every generation and everyone that belonged to him. And we understand and know that that manifestation is a manifestation that we see continually today. That place is also a place where we have to have that type of faith. That faith that does not waver, that faith that sees what God tells us in the spirit, knows that it is so, and walks therefore in it under the comprehensive rule of God by faith, because that faith is the reality of how we live and what we receive, and that faith pleases God. Also, that their place is that place where God allows us to go through a process that causes us to thrive and grow in all that God says, and know that as we go through, we're being made more and more in the name of Jesus in all the things that God has said and all the things that he's promised to us. The Bible also lets us understand and know that favor is with God and man. And as we receive the life of God's truth and the word of God's truth in every area, we understand and know that God is going to do something that is going to cause us to thrive, and we're going to produce the life of him like never before. We're going to see the manifestation of his promises. He gives us favor with him, and he gives us favor with man. And so as we walk in obedient faith, God manifests all that he said in our life. If we believe, as having the faith of Abraham, the Bible says that every promise of Abraham belongs to us. So we thank God that we are in the lineage, in the line, and in agreement with God's will, and we are watching the manifestation of all that God says come to pass in our life like never before. And as we do, we command those blessings, that deliverance, that word to be that which is our frontless and not what the enemy will try to do, circumstances will try to do, life will try to do, failures will try to do, mistakes will try to do, or anything else. We believe and hold on to the word of God, and we ponder that. We think on that. We hold on to that. We meditate on that. We decree that. We pray that. And we watch that come to pass in our lives. But God is making us in that process. He's making and shaping us. He's causing our faith to be that which is genuine. He's causing it to be that which remains, and that is that which perseveres, and that which stands with patience, and knows that as we wait, not just waiting with nothing, but waiting, serving God with all of our heart, doing all that he says, that what he promised will surely come to pass. We're going to look quickly in the time that we have at Psalms 28, want to look verses 6 through 9, and want to just talk to you and encourage you right in those places, because we are encouraging you in your stand and your process of there, encouraging you in the things that God is doing in your life, knowing that you're not alone, that there are others who are going through this, through different things, but we are trusting God together, believing God together, standing on the word of God together. And when you receive a victory, that victory is something that causes the body of Christ to celebrate, causes us to celebrate knowing that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. When we look at the book of Joshua and we see how the children of Israel, many of them received their promise before the other ones, and they did not stay in the place that they were. They went out to help the other ones conquer. That was an indication that let the other ones know that the same God that gave them their promise and fulfilled it, that was strength for them because they were surrounding them. They were all around them. When they looked to the left or to the right or look in front of them, they saw someone who had already conquered and received their blessing. And it was the encouragement and the strength that says, not only are you out here fighting with us and fighting for us, you are fighting to cause the manifestation of God to happen in your life, and that has happened in your life to be ours. You're not just saying, I'm settling and I'm not going to do anything else, but you're there as an encouragement for us to let us know that we can get it. We can obtain it too. We can have what God says. And that is the promise of all of his word, of all of his truth, and everything that he says. He's doing it in your life and in my life, and he's causing that manifestation to be that what we have over and over again. And so as we believe God, as we trust him, as we walk into that and you win, then it causes us to be encouraged to know that we're going to win also, and that we're going to have what God says in our life manifest over and over again, because our brothers, there's been some that sisters that have conquered, some that have gone forth. They've seen the manifestation, and that's the encouragement that as we go into and possess our land, possess the place that God has said, we will have the same manifestation, the same thing, the same victory from the same God. So let's read this, and let's get into this and know that God is going to do exactly what he said. When we look at Psalms, the 28th verses 6 through 8, it says, and the Amplified Version, blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. My heart trusts in him, relies on, and confidently leans on him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. That is powerful. With my song, that means I have a song that the angels cannot sing, but a song of rejoicing, a song of praise, a song of victory, a song that says, I believe God. I will not stop believing him. I will trust him and know that he is the Lord, that he will not fail me, that he will give me all that he said, and I will see that manifestation in my life. My song is a song of rejoicing. It's a song that says, the Lord is faithful. I can depend on him. I will sing of the Lord. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. I will sing of the greatness of the Lord. I will praise him. This song is a song that lets you understand your confidence in him goes beyond where the trouble is, the circumstances is, that I will praise him because he's the Lord, because he's God, because he's good, because he's faithful. My praise is comely because that's what the upright do. We praise our God. So it's telling us there's a song that David has that no one can steal, that no one can take, because he knows his relationship with God is an intimate relationship that he's seen God deliver him from so many things. Even before he became king, he saw God move on his life, and you have to have that same confidence that you know that no matter what you face, God is your deliverer. And if you have that overcoming testimony of faith, where God has walked you through so many things, nothing can take that away. Nothing can make you stop praising, stop worshiping, stop having that intimate relationship with God, because you have a relationship that says, I've seen him walk me through the shadows of death. I've seen him walk me through the valleys. I've seen him take me to the mountaintop. I've seen him give me victory, not only through the victory of salvation, the salvation of the Lord, that he's saved and delivered me and given me so much that I could never give myself. healed and delivered me, gave me benefits and blessings that I could never, ever get myself in the spirit and in the natural, but other places in my life where he's allowing the place of my calling, the place of what he said. Because when David even begins to talk about creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit, he's not talking about salvation. He's talking about, Lord, the assignment that you've given to me as king is a great assignment. And it's so great and so powerful. I don't want to be replaced like Saul. So create in me the right heart, the heart that is yours. Create in me the right spirit, your spirit, and how I do things and what I do. So it resembles you. It looks like you. And I'm always giving this to your people. I'm always yielding the right character, the right attitude to your people, making sure the decisions I made are godly and not my own decisions. So he understands what it means to be in a place of intimacy with God and trust him in that way, that you don't walk outside of his will, but you walk in alignment with his will. The eighth verse says, the Lord is their unyielding strength, and he is the stronghold of salvation to me, his anointed. He's the stronghold. He is the stronghold. He is the stronghold to his anointed. And you have to understand that. He gives blessings to God. He understands that God is the one who hears him pray. God is the one that he's in relationship with. God will prove his word to him and be on his side. That's what he's saying. He's gonna give him what he said. He's going to make sure that what he says is that which shows up over and over again, and that it will not fail in doing what he says. It will not fail. He will not fail in making sure the manifestation of all that he says is that which comes to pass in David's life. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will do the same thing for us. And we have to believe that. We have to trust him. We have to know with confident hope and confident assurance that our God will not fail us. That when we are aligned to his word and his will, we will see the demonstration of all that he says. David understanding that God is not going to throw him away. That God has something that is his portion, that is his, that has been allotted to him. God is going to get it. He's going to jump into praise that is joyous. He's going to move into shouting and thanksgiving with God, because he knows that as he prays, that part of what he's praying is that what he needs to make the hearer understand, and those who are watching his life understand that this praise and this thanksgiving that he has is that which causes God to move, because he understands the greatness of God. So he says, I'm going to go in and I'm going to shout with joy. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to be thankful unto him. And as he praises God, that seals his prayer request unto the Lord, knowing that it's accomplished, that it's done. And he understands that God is the one with all strength. And he's the strength of his people. He's the refuge for his people. He's the refuge for his people, that no matter who they are, they can run to him and find safety, that he saves his people and he blesses his inheritance. He blesses his people in spite of what they might go through, and he carries them as a good shepherd. He understands them. So David sings this song and gives this song to encourage us, to let us know that the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your shield. You can trust him with all your heart, because he's your help. He's the one that's going to cause your heart to celebrate and not be that which that gets has sorrow on it, that gets a place where you're so sorrowful that you are disappointed and you're in a place where you can't find hope. He's saying, no, your heart is going to celebrate because the coin have in God and what he's going to do. He's your stronghold. He's the stronghold of salvation for his people. He's the stronghold for his anointed. He's anointed us for his glory. And because he has anointed us, he's making sure the assignment of all that he says is that which is manifest, which comes to pass, that is seen with great evidence in every single area of your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Jackson. I hope that you've been encouraged in the walk of faith, and even in the process, know that you have been made than a conqueror in this life and to life and the life to come. If God is for you, who or what is into the next one?